Mr. President, I now move that Senate Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 673 be adopted. And what the Senate Committee substitute did, it went just a little bit farther with the underlying bill, spelled out things just a little bit better. What this legislation applies to and is involved with is presently in Missouri, if you take a motorcycle skills test or take a motorcycle written test, you get a temporary license. It's called an instruction permit, allows you to ride a motorcycle to gain your skills, and then you take the skills test and you're fully licensed to ride a motorcycle in the state of Missouri. There's a little hole in the law that allows you to keep renewing your temporary motorcycle instruction permit as long as you want. And what this legislation would do would say that you can renew the instruction permit for two additional times for a total of 18 months. And if you have not taken the skills test, then you have to go back and retake the written test. And it also took the restriction in the past. If you had this instruction permit, you couldn't ride a motorcycle greater than 250 cc's. It takes that off because there's not many of those made anymore. But it also, a kid that has a motorcycle endorsement on a temporary motor vehicle permit, that permit is only good for 6 months rather than a normal 12 months. So the motorcycle endorsement applies on his motor vehicle permit as well. And in the past, anyone under the age of 16 with a temporary instruction permit could not ride at nighttime or could not have a passenger. This act actually applies that to everyone with a temporary permit, regardless of age. Any questions? I'll try to answer them.
You've heard the motion from the Senator from Phelps to adopt the Senate Committee substitute. Does any senator desire to be heard on that motion? Senator from the 10th, for what reason do you rise?
To inquire of the Senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, do you yield?
I certainly do.
He does proceed.
Thanks, Senator. The last thing that you mentioned had to do with, you said right now anyone under the age of 16 that has the temporary permit, that they couldn't have a passenger or ride after dark.
Right.
And now we're expanding that to anybody. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. And so is there a temporary instruction permit for adults too then, I guess is my question. Who would that apply to?
It applies to everyone regardless of age because of the safety factor. When you're learning to ride, you shouldn't have that additional weight. You know, there's things that you do as far as balance on a motorcycle.
Sure.
And that's part of, I think, learning the safety and learning to ride preventatively. And I certainly do agree with that. That was by the industry. Motorcycle manufacturers brought that forward. So, you know, we need to really tighten this up a little bit because I know in my district I had a gentleman that, you know, got a motorcycle, big cycle, took his wife out, and they had a crash, and they're both suffering from some horrible injuries just because he didn't understand the cornering aspects and the stopping ability of that motorcycle.
Okay. And so how does it work now if an adult wants to drive a motorcycle? They have to get a temporary instruction permit before they get their actual...
They take the written test. If they pass that written test, then they get the temporary permit that they can ride.
Okay.
With restrictions.
Okay. And those
months. And in the past, what's happened, you just keep renewing that rather than going ahead and taking the skills test.
Taking the skills test. Okay. So that makes sense. Then I just had two other quick questions for you. Are we also repealing the restriction that allows or right now prevents 16 and under from traveling more than 50 miles from their home?
Yes.
Okay.
No, we're not repealing that. Before I say that, let me see.
I think.
Yeah, anyone that's 16 and under, they will still, they've got the full restrictions.
But on page 5 of the Senate Committee substitute, I noticed that there are brackets and that we're taking out that the operator shall not travel over 50 miles from the operator's home address.
Yes, and that applies to...
the youth only? Or no, that applies, I guess, to everybody then.
Yeah. That's right. Right.
Okay, so for what we're going to be doing moving forward is that anyone that is under the age of 16 that has this permit, right now they're not allowed to ride the larger bike, and right now they're not allowed to go more than 50 miles from home. But if this bill passes, we'll be removing those two restrictions. Is that correct?
That is true.
Okay. And did I read that for a person under the age of 16 to get this permit that they have to have the... consent of their parent or guardian?
Yes, that's it. They have to have written consent.
Okay. Yes. And then the last question I have, Senator, is it said that there was one witness against this. Their organization was called Abate. Who is that?
This gentleman was a member of Freedom of the Road Riders, and I'm not sure what his idea was here. They had quite a rift because Freedom of the Road Riders really promote this, and they're all about education, particularly on youth, and getting more people to ride. And so I think he's no longer a member of that organization.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you very much.
Does any other senator desire to be heard? The senator from the 5th, for what reason do you rise?
Mr. President, I ask for unanimous consent.
Briefly inquire of the senator from Phelps.
Senator from Phelps, you yield. He does proceed.
Senator, I don't have any problem with your bill. I just had slight question. Or a small question. I know that oversight said that it could be accomplished with existing staff, but I did note that revenue said that they might need additional staff. We tend to go off what oversight says, but was there some issue, and did revenue ever bring up that they might need additional staff?
I did not get that information from them that they would. See, this is all done pretty much locally, and they're doing this now.
Right.
I think when you go in to renew, when you go in the system, your past renewal is right there. So I don't think it's in other words, and you know, when this came up about changing this law, I'm a prime example of a person that's abusing the system. I have a temporary permit that I've had for 4 years. And, you know, that's not right. I should either have to retake the written or take the skills. But I'm not really much of a motorcycle rider, and probably I'm
not either. I don't have a problem with people who want to be, and I don't. Again, your underlying bill, I don't have that. I just was wondering if that issue came up when you introduced the bill, and we can't be talking about a huge number of people, can
no.
we? Really, on these,
no.
I mean,
I think most people go ahead complete the skills.
We're probably talking realistically about less than 100 in the state a year.
There may be more than that, honestly.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So we don't know how many might do this. Okay.
I do not.
But the actual process is not that cumbersome or
no
bureaucratic intensive. Okay. All right. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Does any other senator desire to be heard on the adoption of the Senate committee substitute by the senator from Phelps? Hearing none, the senator, you recognize the close on that motion.
Mr. President, I renew my motion for the adoption of the Senate committee substitute, Senate Bill 673.